This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
And a very, very, very good morning to you. Welcome back into Roundup for Wednesday, the 3rd of July. It has just gone 8 o'clock. I'm Jodeci. Welcome in this morning. While driving around town, have you been hitting any potholes? How have the roads been for you? I've been away for a little bit, as some of you might know. I wasn't here last month. Apologies for that. I had other things to do, which we'll get back to in a little bit. But there are still roadworks everywhere. I thought I might have gone away and things may have changed, but that is not the case. Roadworks do everywhere, cones do everywhere, and you're wondering, what are they doing here? And then you look and then you think, are you actually doing anything? I mean, I live down a cul-de-sac, and where I was, there was actually a traffic light down the other street. So I've got my street here and then the street continues straight ahead. And there's a traffic light down there, which is also a cul-de-sac area. And I was thinking to myself, what are you doing down there? But I didn't want to be nosy, because I might be one of those, what are they called, Karens? No. But I'm not a Karen. Anyway, it's been freezing cold. Welcome to winter. Who's complaining about how cold it is? I mean, I'm 50-50. I can be cold, but I'm not complaining about it. Like, sit by the fire if you have one, or heater, or however you keep yourself warm. Let's get straight into things this morning. Delta Dawn. Tanya Tucker, enjoy.
What's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, the prettiest one you ever laid eyes on. Faded rose from days gone by. And did I hear you say he was a meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by?
Just what an absolutely legendary song that is. What I was doing last month, right, so I went to Australia, and I mainly went over for the drag racing, the Winter Nationals, but I did do a few other things as well. We'll start with the plane ride over there, turbulence the whole way. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was like, you could definitely feel it, and it wouldn't stop. It was a bit annoying, you know, when you got your tray table out and you got have your Coke on there and it's just rattling around us. But it was all right in the end. Good landing. And then we went around Brown's Plains. out to the city, you know, the actual Brisbane and stuff like that. How disgusting is that river? Just brown. Ugh. There's actually not much to do in Brisbane itself, but Queensland, for sure, lots of stuff to do. Then we went all the way out to Willowbank, well, actually Ipswich Pass out there, to watch the Winter Nationals. So we're out there for a couple of days. That was awesome. Good to see Top Fuel Dragsters again. Missed that nitro, you know, the 10 to 12,000 horsepower nitro methane just burning up and shaking your whole body as it goes past the 1,000-foot track doing a 3-second pass. So that was absolutely astonishing. And then off to the Gold Coast for a day where we rode some electric mopeds around. They were fun, but they only maxed out on 25k. But mind you, we were on Surfers Paradise, so you can't really be going 50 to 60k around there because you might hit somebody. Then we done an escape room. The escape room really proved how dumb I am. I didn't know anything. I couldn't put any of the clues together. I just come in last minute and took all the credit. So that was that. Then we moved on to Sydney, so we flew Jetstar. I don't think I'll ever fly Jetstar again. That was an interesting experience. So we flew from Jetstar from Brisbane to Sydney, where in Sydney, lots of shopping. Well, actually, not too much shopping, but a bit of shopping. I've done more shopping at the Drags. So Sydney, George Street, amazing. Circular Quay, amazing. Darling Harbour, amazing. I've been there before time and time again, but you just can't beat some of those views, especially on a nice sunny day when the heat's getting to you and it's a nice blue sky and you can see everything. Everything's lit up. Then obviously we went over to Tooronga Zoo. We went over to Manly. Every time we had free time to go to Luna Park, it was closed, so we didn't have time to go to Luna Park. But getting around Sydney is cool. Sydney is cool. You know, people like my mates and stuff, they always say, oh, you know, Melbourne and Gold Coast. You haven't been to Sydney. Like, once you go to Sydney, I reckon you'll change your mind. Gold Coast is fun because of the activities that are there. You know, you can do so much in the Gold Coast. But in terms of sightseeing and just, I'm in Australia, Sydney. You can't beat the views, the Opera House, the bridge, just the city itself, the ferries everywhere. It's a just amazing feeling to be right there. What else did we get up to in Sydney? I got up and sung at karaoke. I will not be releasing that video. It's absolutely private. But I did sing That's Life by Frank Sinatra. I had some fun. It was great. And then the plane ride home, where I ordered probably about 1,000 Cokes because I was quite thirsty. And also the guy in front of me gave me Macca's for free. So win, win, win. The Timeless Tour, if you haven't heard about that yet. Coming to New Zealand on the 11th of January, first playing in Christchurch, then Napier, New Plymouth, Tauranga and Auckland. You will see stars of the likes of Boy George, Little River Band, not the original members, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas, and Bonnie Tyler's coming to New Zealand. So get tickets now. I believe they're on sale. And if you like a bit of Bonnie Tyler, book some tickets, go down, and I'll even play the Total Eclipse of the Heart for you right now. It's just gone 8 minutes past eight. Now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
A total eclipse of the heart. my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Welcome back in to Roundup. Just gone 12 minutes past 8. Super Rugby, congratulations to the Blues. What a devastating loss for the Chiefs, right? That would have been terrible for them. But I did back Blues from day one. So hand over all the money. I've won. I'm only joking. The Hurricanes just had a really rubbish game in the semi-finals against the Chiefs. If the Hurricanes had have won that game, they would have won the whole competition altogether because they wouldn't have lost the final at Sky Stadium. So a bit of an upset for them, but well done to the Blues. And then obviously some interesting picks from the All Blacks squad name, from the All Blacks, you know, their squad being picked. So let's have a look at who is who. The hookers, we've got Asafua Amonga, and then Cody Taylor, George Bell, the props, Ethan the Groot, Tyrell Lomax, Fletcher Newell, Pasilio Tosi, Ofa Tuangafasi, Tamaiti Williams, and the locks are Scott Barrett, Tupou Vaii, Patrick Tuipulotu, loose forwards, Ethan Blackadder, Semapini Finau, Luke Jacobson, Dalton Papali'i, Adi Savia, Wallace Satiti, the halfbacks, Finlay Christie, TJ Perenara, Cortez Ratama, the first 5'8", Bowden Barrett, Damien McKenzie, midfielders Jordy Barrett, Rico Ioane, Anton Leonard-Brown, Billy Proctor. The outside backs include Caleb Clark, Imani Narawa, Stephen Pedalfetta, CV Roos, and Mark Talia. The biggest upset for most people is Wallace Satiti over, now I've forgotten his name. I'll come back to that. Wallace Satiti over the Blues. I'll come back to that. It's completely, I know his name, but it's completely gone over my head. Other noticeable names to be missing from this is Harry Plummer from the Blues and a couple of others from the Hurricanes. This is a very favouritism team, obviously, because Scott Barrett is the coach of the Crusaders. It'll be interesting to see whether what he can do with the All Blacks. As someone said the other day, which I thought was a really, really good point, he's either going to be the best coach we've ever had or the worst coach we've ever had. All this hype around him. I mean, I still feel sorry for Ian, even though I was one of the ones that finger-pointing at him when we were losing our games over and over again. But He seemed to turn the team around in the the Rugby World Cup final. It was right up till then, and then obviously we lost, but that was because of the bias from the coach, referee, but we won't go back into that because it was so last year. So their first game was this week up against England, I believe, in Dunedin. So all the best to the All Blacks. Tickets are selling out fast. So if you want to see the All Blacks live at a stadium, I suggest that you go on to the All Black website now, go to tickets, find the game you want and the venue you want, and go from there. I too need to do that, actually. So I'll get on to that. And then we have the summer concert tour, which is in January, up and coming January, which include artists such as Cold Chisel, Bic Runga, Ice House, Ever Clever. They will headline the performances in Queenstown, Taupo and Whitianga. And then we'll look into who else is coming. But the Cold Chisel reuniting all together, you know, that's very good, especially in New Zealand and Australia. But they are touring in Australia right now. We will get to Cold Chisel in just a little bit, but I'm going to start with some Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. Never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues. Start of it in old New York, and if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
If you haven't seen him and Dean Martin together, you need to see them. Not so much singing, but also entertaining. Also the Rat Pack as well. Very interesting. Obviously you have Sammy Davis Jr. in there, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. Johnny Carson was with them for a bit. I can't think of the other guy's name. Also, Hoskins Satutu was the guy I was thinking about from the blues. Who watched the first US presidential debate? I thought that was absolutely terrible. I mean, one, Joe freezing all the time, and you have to point out the faces he was making. And they were arguing over who had the best handicap in golf. Here are two guys who are running for the President of the United States, and instead of debating the policies or the things they're promising to take in when they get into power, they were instead arguing about golf and who's the smartest. Take a test. Biden's clueless as anything. Trump's a narcissist. So what way do you go? I do feel sorry for the guys over in the US, because especially the more neutral voters who have no idea who they're going to vote for, because I think both options are bad. But either way, we'll see what happens out there and see how it turns out. As we get a bit more deeper, I need to start researching a little bit more to find out a little bit more about what's going on over there, what they're planning to introduce if they get elected, so on, so on, so on. And obviously Trump still needs to announce his new running buddy, as Mike Pence went feral on him a few years ago. So stick around for that, but still just embarrassing. I mean, we can't say much because the debates last year were pretty a bit interesting, but that debate was just terrible. And they didn't even shake hands. They didn't acknowledge each other. They didn't say, hi, how you doing? They just walked on the stage and stood blankly into nothing. So that's that. The weather today across the wider upper cloud increasing with a few showers spreading north this morning. Fresh southwesterlies easing this evening. Now, I did say cold chisel, didn't I? At the Summer Concert Tour 2025, here's a song from Cold Chisel's lineup. This is Flame Treats here on Arrow FM.
Do you remember?
Welcome back into Arrow FM and to round up, I'm Joe Desi, also just on the Australia trip. Who agrees with me that New Zealand actually has quite good meat? Like, we've got tasty meat, we've got good textured meat, we don't have rubbish meat. Because in Australia, you know, you kind of forget that you're on holiday in another country and you go take a bite and the bite isn't as good as what you were hoping for. That happened with just about every burger I ate. So it was a bit disappointing, but you got to get used to it because they don't have New Zealand beef. Even at McDonald's, you kind of forget that part too. You know, you go take a bite at McDonald's and their double downs over there are half the size. So I don't know what chicken they're using, but it was definitely a bit more burnt than your normal chicken that they put in, the chicken fillets they put in the double downs. But it was half the size and it had tomato sauce in it. I thought it was absolutely disgusting, but I ate it anyway because I paid for it. So that was that. That's all I really have to moan about today. We're going to the next song this morning, Starship, which is another band that are coming to New Zealand next year, featuring Mickey Thomas. Nothing's going to stop us now. Good boogie song for the morning, right? 8:27.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Just fall apart, baby.
8:31. Now, to be honest, I haven't followed politics at all over the last few weeks, so don't ask me anything about politics. I'm not really going to talk about politics today because I don't know what's been happening and what's happened, so on. But I did read somewhere that Shortland Street got some sort of lifeline. Like, why? I'll be honest with you guys, because I don't like lying. I've been watching Shortland Street for the last 2 weeks because Leanne, who I grew up with watching Shortland Street, is going to pass away. So I've just, you know, I've just been keeping an eye on the show. I've had it playing and just going back and forth. I just have to admit how absolutely rubbish it is. Absolutely rubbish. They had like a big promo on last week that from 1st of July, you know, things are going to get wild. There's going to be this. I've seen nothing so far. It's been the same old clickbait Shortland Street. Nothing has changed. The writing's just gotten worse. The characters change every 5 minutes. I literally think that Chris and a couple of others are like the only ones who have been on there for at least 5 years plus. All the rest have come and gone and come and gone and new to the show at some point. So that's what I've been doing. And obviously watching Shortland Street, you catch the last 5 minutes of Home and Away, which I haven't watched for probably 5 years. But, you know, I've just been keeping an eye on Shortland Street. I still dislike it a lot. I still think it's rubbish, but something to put on, I suppose. The top 10 selling cars for May, so this was just put out in June, the Toyota RAV is first. Toyota RAV's always leading in the top 10 selling cars. What's so good about a Toyota RAV? The hybrid now, I believe. The big ugly SUVs. Anybody have a Toyota RAV? Are they good cars? And then at second, we have the Mitsubishi ASX. Number three, which is another high flyer up there, the Suzuki Swift. Followed by the Mitsubishi Outlander, the Kia Sorento, I don't even know how to say that word, but I'm just going to say it's a Kia, it's probably an SUV, the MG ZS, Ford Everest. I thought the Ford Everest would have been a bit higher than that, but all right then. The Mazda CX-5, the Kia Stonic, and the Hyundai Kona. So those are your top 10 selling cars for May. That's if you've bought a car. Suzuki Swift. I suppose because of the cheap, I don't know if they're reliable, I've never had one, but just the look of them, I think they're too small, but they could be big enough for some people, and they might be swifty and speedy, some might say. So that's that. And then for your electric vehicles, these are your top 10 selling cars. I didn't know this was on here, but here we go, the electric vehicles, the Tesla Model Y. Tesla's always going to lead. And then followed by the Tesla Model 3, the Hyundai Ioniq 5, Volvo EX30. Well, that's what it says. BYD Atto 3. I think they just make car names up at this time. MG4, the Toyota BZ4X, the Ford Mustang Mach-E. Can I just say how hideous those are? I've seen plenty of them around. I think they're absolutely the most just hideous car I've ever seen in my life. At 8 is the Audi Q4 e-tron. 9, the BYD Seal. 3 all weird. So 3 is the Volvo. 5. Oh, it's all mixed up. And then at the bottom is BMW. Whoever put that graph together needs to learn how to put a graph together. But yeah, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, absolutely disgusting. No hate if you have one, obviously, but I personally wouldn't have one. I don't think I'd ever buy an electric car, to be honest, but the way the world's turning, I think at some point in my life that might be all that's available. But I'm going to stay muscle for as long as I can and hopefully get into drag racing. That's if things don't turn electric in drag racing. I hope not, because that would make me a bit upset, because you need the V8 power, you need the nitro power, the feel, the sound, the rattle you get through your body, you can't beat it, V8. Now, the Four Non-Blondes, What's Up, is our next song for this morning. It's just gone 8:36.
When if I ideas and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah.
Welcome back in. Two blondes walk into the bar, the third one ducked. That was my dad joke of the morning. No traffic updates so far. The four non-blondes, do you often think of bands, right? You might be listening to somebody, maybe the Dixie Midnight Runners, maybe the four non-blondes, several other artists I can't think of off the top of my head, and you go, they're a one-hit wonder. Because one, you don't know any of the other songs they sing. And then you go click on their profile on Spotify, and the song you're listening to has 600 million streams. And then their second most streamed song's got like 700,000, so one hit wonder right there. The top 10 airlines. This will be interesting. Air New Zealand is nowhere near the top. In fact, let me just save you some time. Air New Zealand's at 22nd. Qantas at 24. Fiji Airways, though, doing pretty good at 14. So Qatar Airways, number one. Singapore Airlines, number two. At three, we've got Emirates. A lot of people fly Emirates. Four, the All Nippon Airways. Five, Cathay Pacific Airways. Six, Japan Airlines. Because of how clean the Japanese people are and the culture they bring and the respectfulness they have, I thought they would have been in the top five. But six, still doing all right. Seven, Turkish Airlines. Eight, EVA Air. Nine, Air France. And at 10 is the Swiss International Airlines. So those are your top 10 airlines. Do you go on YouTube? Well, I don't know if you do, but I always go on YouTube. And you get these, you get recommended a video. Well, I've actually recommended a lot because I watch a lot of these, where the people do reviews on different airlines. And you're thinking to yourself, one, are you a billionaire? Or two, are these guys genuinely sponsored by an airline brand, or what's the story? They go in all sorts, they fly in this maybe first class and here, business class, and you think to yourself, wow, I'd love to fly that, but reality check, we've got to fly economy. Well, I do anyway. Shia, enjoy. Second dad joke of the morning, how do you make seven even? Now you're probably going to take away one, two, three, three. You just take away the S, there you go, even, easy as that. Still no more traffic updates, still no more fresh news from me, unless you're going into the hut. There's just a road closure intersection on the state highway at the Kelson intersection of Hebden Crescent. So that'll take about 6 weeks. Doesn't say anything about there about traffic lights. I don't know if it's actually the Kelson Hill itself, but in Kelson. So if you're heading that way, check, just make sure that the road isn't blocked song. We'll play, should we play our last song for the morning and then start to wrap up the show? The ketchup song. Oh! Don't you just want to have some fun on a Wednesday morning? Well, here you go. Have a bit of a boogie. Tapping my fingers away the whole time there. I mean, it's such a groovy song. It's a good disco song, actually. I was going to say something. Now I've completely forgotten, as I normally do. But what was I going to say? Oh, first of all, I'll start with never, ever, ever eat a pie in Australia, because I swear to you that a 3 o'clock morning pie gull is actually better than that. I was going to tell you guys something, but I've completely forgotten, but I'll keep moving on. All Blacks this weekend, Saturday the 6th of July, Forsyth Barr Stadium in Dunedin, up against England. Pick your score. What are you going? I'll say All Blacks by 15. And that also, stay dry out there, because it's going to be raining today. It's also really cold. Also, I discovered this song on TikTok. Sometimes TikTok is good for some things. It's not always good. I mean, I hate the algorithm you get. You like one video, then the next 10 videos are of that same roundabout thing. But listen to this. This is called a bar song. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. I only discovered it last week. It's quite good. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take a lot of water during that. Here comes the two to the three to the four.
Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord.
Well, that is me for the month. It's just gone 8:51. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Have a good week, month. See you next time.